At stake is a $2.5 million allocation in the state budget. The money is intended to reimburse private schools for expenses accrued from state-mandated requirements. Dan Korobkin is the legal director of the ACLU of Michigan, which is a plaintiff and counsel on the case. He says the ACLU is hoping for a quick turnaround from the courts.
Currently, the payments to private schools would be issued over the summer if this law continues to remain in effect.
Korobkin says the Michigan Constitution includes a line stating that no public money can directly or indirectly go to fund private, denominational, or non-public schools. In an April court filing, the state argued that a literal interpretation of the Constitution would limit the state from providing health and safety services to non-public students. Korobkin says that argument doesn't make sense.
That's a laughable argument. This is a case about the legislature directly sending money to private schools. That's what's prohibited by the Michigan Constitution, and the fact that it happens to be for many different types of expenses is really irrelevant.
The governor's office declined to comment on the case, saying it does not comment on pending litigation. A hearing is expected on May 22nd. I'm Ben Thorpe, CMU Public Radio News.